So we've been celebrating the birth of Jesus, and we remember that this took place in Bethlehem, and that it's quite possible that Mary and Joseph were living in a stable when the baby was born. And we know from Luke's gospel that an angel came to the shepherds who were in their fields and told them the good news of this baby's birth. And they came to find the baby and give their honor and praise. And then from Matthew's gospel, we have the story of the wise men who came from far away following a star so that they could bring wonderful gifts and bring their worship to the baby. But we know that neither the shepherds nor the king stayed. After the shepherds came to give their greetings and welcome and tell Mary what they had heard from the angel, they went back to their fields and kept doing their work of shepherds. And we know that after the kings had brought their gifts and made their worship, they also went back home, although they didn't take the route they had taken to come there, because they had realized, well, they were warned in a dream that Herod was not a nice guy. I'm covering them because they went away. They went back home, and that left Mary and Joseph and the baby alone in the stable in Bethlehem. And one night, while they were sleeping, an angel came to Joseph and said, "Wake up right now and get your things packed and leave at once. And don't go home. Go to Egypt, because Herod's soldiers are trying to find baby Jesus." And so immediately Joseph woke up and packed everything on the donkey and woke up Mary. And they went to say goodbye to the owner of the stable who had given them this place to stay. And he was really sad because he loved the baby so much, and he was fond of Mary and Joseph as well. And he said, "Can't you at least wait until the morning? I feel like I'm hardly having a chance to say goodbye. I'd like to pack a bag of food for you." And Joseph said, "No, I'm sorry. There are people in this world who just don't want to see goodness and justice gain any power at all. And they are looking for this baby, and we have to keep him safe. So we have to leave right now." And so the little donkey trotted with Mary and the baby on his back as fast as he could go. He was sad not to be going home, but really happy for the honor and privilege of carrying the beautiful baby on his back. And he knew that maybe there was a long journey ahead, but that the angels would guard and direct him. And so off they went to Egypt. Now, that's what we can imagine from what the Bible says. And there are many stories that have been told about this journey to Egypt that aren't in the Bible, but they are some wonderful stories. And one of my favorite is that a day came when they were hurrying down the road, and Mary could see over her shoulder and out of the corner of her eye the glint of silver helmets and the red robes of the soldiers. And they thought, "Oh dear, we're about to be caught. Their horses are faster than our donkey. What shall we do?" So they were passing through a field, and there were about three houses nearby. So quickly they put the baby Jesus under some flowers, a flower bush in the field, and they went into the closest house, where there was some food simmering on a fire in a pot, but nobody was in the house. They looked all around and couldn't see anybody there. So Mary picked up a spoon, and she started to stir the food in the pot. And Joseph sat down. He found a piece of wood laying there on the table, and he began to carve the wood. And suddenly the soldiers came barging into the house, shouting, "Where is that couple and their donkey and the baby? Have you seen them? What have you done with them?" And Mary said, "It's only we two here in this house." And that was true. And so they said, "Well, but that family with the baby, where did they go? Whose donkey is that out there?" And Mary said, "It's our donkey. Our donkey's just grazing." And so the soldiers went to the two neighboring houses and asked about the family and the baby and who lived in every house. They said, "Well, there's a couple who lives in that other house." And so the soldiers didn't get any information about a traveling couple. It must have been that the actual owners of the house had gone to some distant field to work and left things empty, and Mary and Joseph had just come in and acted like they lived there, and the soldiers didn't know the difference. But then one soldier had an idea. What if they hid the baby under one of these flower bushes and ran away to hide? So they said, "Okay, we better start checking." And as soon as they reached into the first bushes, their hands were getting scratched. The bushes were all thorny and prickly. And they said, nobody could possibly have hidden a baby here. It would have scratched and hurt the baby too much. And another soldier said, we're just wasting our time. We have to get out of here. And so they took off down the road looking for Mary and Joseph and the baby. And quickly, Mary ran out to that very same bush where she had hidden the baby, who was sleeping peacefully, and the branches moved aside, and she lifted him out. But it's true, the flowers that had been soft and smooth had become prickly, thorny bushes called thistles. And the donkey had helped this whole wonderful miracle take place by munching and chewing on those thistles and thinking they tasted delicious, even if after they had gotten all rough and thorny. And donkeys still love to eat thistles. So that's a story I like about how creation and the parents and the angels and God and the neighbors helped baby Jesus to get to safety. Let's join hands and we'll say a prayer together. Dear God, we thank you for your love, which is always encircling us. And we thank you for Christ Jesus sharing the world and sharing life with us. Amen.